11:43 on AM 1300 KGLO. I'd like to welcome Dr. Zorba Pastor to our KGLO live line, a clinical professor of the Department of Family Medicine for the University of Wisconsin. Dr. Pastor, good morning.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, today we're going to be talking about gout. And the two things that I'd like to see us accomplish here in our few minutes on the air is, first of all, to identify what gout is, some of the common symptoms, and then secondly, for those who are afflicted by it, some treatment options for them. So I guess the first thing I'd like for you to do is to just educate us a little bit about gout.
Well, gout is a metabolic disease. In other words, it's the way you process protein in your body. When you eat certain protein, you process it, and you have products that are, if you will, the metabolic after products that are should be excreted in the body. And if you produce too much uric acid from one amino acid, put too much uric acid, or you under-excrete it, you build it up in your body, and if you've got the predisposition, that's what causes gout. That amino acid, the product of that produces uric acid. The uric acid crystallizes in the joints, and the joints that are affected become red, hot, tender, swollen, and the pain is awful. It's like a hot poker.
What joints are more commonly affected by gout?
Great toe. The great toe is the joint that is the most commonly affected joint, no doubt about it, in the body. And that's about 50% of the time, but it can affect anything. Just spoke to a guy the other day, and it affected his knee. Doctors weren't sure what it was, tapped his knee, and lo and behold, they found gout crystals, uric acid crystals, and then treated him effectively with one of the excellent gout-lowering agents that are around.
So the sharp pain is one indicator, but visually, can you tell? Does the area that's inflamed look redder or anything like that?
Oh, you bet, you bet. You know, a lot of people, when they get their first gout attack, they'll go, gosh, what did I do? Did I really bang that? Why is it red? Why is it hot? Why does it hurt so much? And for other people, they'll look at it and they'll say, well, wait a minute, there's an infection there. It looks like an infected toe. You can't mistake it. It is red. It is hot. It is tender. It is uncomfortable. And it happens in a sudden period, over 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours. It's not something that develops over a couple of days.
Because this is something that happens internally, is this something that is passed down on a hereditary level? Is it something that comes up because of your diet?
Diet plays a role, but diet plays the minor role. People with gout have an elevated uric acid, and the elevated uric acid is usually somewhere around 8, 9, or 10. And in order to keep from having the gout attacks, if you follow the perfect diet, no seafood, no shellfish, no liver and onions, not that we eat those many liver and onions, but a whole bunch of other foods you don't eat, you can only lower that by 1 point. The goal with gout is to lower that number to 6. That's a magic number. If you get your uric acid to 6, the number of attacks that you have greatly diminished. For a lot of people, they become 0. And what happens is you cannot do that with diet. You can only do that with medication. It's the only way to take care of it.
So you're either born with these high uric acid levels or you're not?
Well, you are. But high uric acid levels on by itself doesn't mean you have gout. You need high uric acid and you need an attack. There's some people that walk around with high uric acid levels and they never get gout. And the thing about it is when you have gout, you've got the acute flare. You've got to take care of that with an anti-inflammatory drug such as Indocin. That's a prescription drug. You take that for a couple of weeks, get the flare under control, and then you take one of the two drugs to lower your uric acid. The old drug on the market called allopurinol, very good drug, generic, works about 60% of the time. It'll do the trick. Some people do not tolerate that drug, or the drug does not lower the uric acid to that magic number of 6. And for those people, there's a new kid on the block called febuxostat, or the name brand is Euloric, and that drug at the 80-milligram dose is more effective than allopurinol.
So as far as treatment is concerned, is it turning to a drug like the one that you just mentioned that's your best bet for alleviating the pain?
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely, for keeping the pain from happening. We've got the pain. You treat it with an anti-inflammatory or steroid, something to get rid of it while it uncovers. But, yeah, daily dose of this will do it. And for people who have one attack, if it's the attack isn't that bad, they often don't go on a daily drug. But for the people who have attack after attack after attack, or if they have an awful attack and they simply do not want to have another one, it's a daily dose of this drug that basically blocks the production of uric acid. You don't have uric acid, you don't get the attacks as much, and for many people, the attacks stop. And the attacks are awful. There's never a gout attack that comes at a convenient time. Nobody says, oh, great, I've got my gout attack. It's the middle of the night, and I'm not doing anything tomorrow. It's never convenient. So getting rid of the gout attacks is really the way to go.
Is gout more common in men than women? Do you have to reach a certain age before the attacks begin?
Well, for guys, it can occur anytime. So usually in their 20s, a lot of guys get it in their 20s and 30s, pretty common then. For women, it happens after menopause. When they stop producing estrogen, they become at risk for gout. So about 3 out of 4 gout sufferers are men, and about 1 out of 4 are women. So women are much more likely to get it in an older age, whereas guys are likely to get it, as I said, when they're sort of young and young middle-aged adults.
And finally, Dr. Zorba, before we talk about where folks can go to get more information, for people that have been afflicted by the gout for some time, has there been anything recently that's come down the pike that has really aided in helping people with this pain? And I know you talked about a couple of different drugs already, but have we seen some really positive medical advances here in the last year or two?
Oh, you bet, you bet. The positive medical advance is the new drug, Euloric. And the reason that it's there is that there are many, many gout sufferers who continue to have gout flares, and they blame themselves. They'll say, gee, I had a beer tonight, I flared, because beer can give you a flare, but they had a beer 5 nights out of the last 7, and they didn't flare. So the major advance forward for gout, because we don't have an immunization to get rid of gout, is the new drug Euloric that lowers uric acid more effectively than allopurinol. That's the major advance. And for people who continue to flare, who are not flare-free, that's what they should talk to their doctor about and say, I'm still having flares, I want to try this new drug. That's the step forward.
Approximately 5 million American adults suffer from this condition, and it is the most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men. Dr. Pastor, for our listeners that would like more information, where would you direct them to go?
I would recommend gout.com. Gout sounds like the word. It is the word. .com. That's what I would highly recommend because, frankly, they've got dynamite, really good medical information, easy to understand. That's the place to go. And if they don't go there, another way that I always tell people is you put the word gout and then you put a respected medical center after that, such as gout space Mayo, M-A-Y-O. You'll get good information there. But gout.com is the one I would recommend because it is the most complete.
And that is G-O-U-T. Dr.
That's right,
Zorba,
G-O-U-T.
Clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin, our guest today on the KGLO Live Line. Dr. Pastor, I appreciate the time, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. And you take care.
1151 on AM 1300 KGLO.
Sign on to discovernorthiowa.com.